Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back. Get comfortable. Talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us again in your ears.
It is good to be here in your ears.
It's wonderful to be here. It's a privilege.
Yes,
so you choose
is.
To listen to us talk about stuff.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about some weird stuff.
This is another one of those situations where, now that we don't know what the hell we're going to talk about, like last week where we went on that, it was full of rabbit holes that we went down, it was very enjoyable. I heard from, and I'm not going to say hundreds of people, because we're still in the infancy of this show, right?
Yeah.
I heard from a bunch of people that was one of the most fun episodes to listen to.
I think it was a lot of fun, man. We had a good time talking about phones.
Yeah, and technology, and how just when you look back at your life, over your short life, how the technology's changed, and it makes you feel old.
Yep, it sure does every time.
Now, you might get an example of that today.
I've been feeling older, though, lately. Not that I feel old, it's just that I feel more disconnected from, like, young people. And I guess I'm realizing more my age. Not that I'm old. I just realize I'm disconnected from, like, pop music and stuff is all. I don't
meaning
know
these, popular.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know who these people are.
Dude, we sat down on Sunday.
And when I listen to them, I think it sucks because I'm old.
We sat down Sunday to watch Saturday Night Live on, you know, whatever, the next day.
Yeah.
And it said, who was the musical guest? And I was like, I don't know who that is. And it said, and your host, so-and-so.
Boy, that's a show you should only watch if you have the ability to fast forward through most of it.
And you can't. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, his last name's Levy? Oh, God, he looks like Eugene Levy. They have to be related. And then he's like, oh, you know me from my show Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I've heard of the show. I've never watched a minute of it. I knew, Jim's dad was on that show.
Yeah. Jim from American Pie.
Yeah.
The great Eugene Levy.
Yeah. But just, kind of disconnected from that. But, yeah, that makes you feel old. And also, like, I have to use readers a lot more now.
Yeah, I wear glasses all the time. I mean, I don't sleep in them.
I
usually
shower in them.
Usually remember to take them off before I get in the shower. There's been a few times where I got in the shower wearing the damn thing.
Why
that
don't
make you mad? That piss you right off.
Well, no. Why don't they make rain hacks for glasses.
I bet you could put it on some of them. I don't know.
Try it out.
Nah, I don't want to.
Don't put Gorilla Glue in your hair.
I already have to buy a new TV and a house. I'm not buying new glasses for a little bit.
Don't put Rain-X in your hair either.
No, Rain-X or Gorilla Glue.
Although your hair would stay dry.
Yeah, it would.
We promised you last week. Boy, Jimmy gave me quite the scare when he said we're going to do the EMA episode.
No, nobody wants that.
But the AMA, which... Yep. Folks of our generation know as the American Music Awards.
Hell yeah.
But now it means Ask Me Anything, which we're doing the AUA, Ask Us Anything.
Ask Us Anything, yeah, which means you can ask us anything you want.
Yes. So we've had many of you contact us on social media and said, yeah, I have a question for you. So in no particular order... And we're taping this, obviously. It's a podcast, but we're going to live call them to get them on the show because it's not a live terrestrial broadcast.
Yeah, so these had to be prearranged. I don't know what anybody wants to ask us.
I swear to God, I don't either.
But yeah, we're just going to call them up. We have at least three or four people we're going to get on during the course of this.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And I know what many of you are thinking ahead. You're saying, well, you'll just edit out if they ask something really, really bad. And you're damn right. but no, at this point, I can't think of maybe like two things in my whole history of life that I don't want to talk about that, especially if it impedes upon someone else's life. Because that's one of the, I've always had this weird fantasy. Are you trying to connect with someone?
No, not yet. No, okay. I was just messaging somebody that might come on later.
I always have this weird fantasy. I love where I live. I love where I live.
Uh-huh.
But I've often had the fantasy of being plucked out of Greenville and popped into some other town and do morning radio and see it, not with just the accent and the southern stuff, but just like the freedom of being able to talk about your life completely whole without worrying about your cousin or somebody listening.
Yeah.
Getting that whole crap going.
And there's nothing personally that I'm not willing to talk about that I don't want to talk about. I'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's just some things I shouldn't talk about, and you have to, you know, be kind of discreet in some cases. You have to use discretion.
Yes.
Exercise discretion and not talk about everything. But personally, on like a one-on-one personal basis, yeah, I'll talk about damn near anything.
Yeah. Same here.
Absolutely anything. I can't think of anything that's off limits, personally.
Can't think of much. I mean, hell, we've talked about... Anything with us, you know, individually,
yeah.
We've poured it out over the years from...
Much as we can.
Yes, much as possible.
Much as reasonably possible.
All right, we're going to dial up a mystery caller.
All right.
Well, we know who it is.
Let me pull up the number here from this individual.
I'll tell you that if you... when we do one of these again and you didn't get in on this one, you can contact me on social media. I am at O'Maffew. That is O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. Which is what my daddy would say when I'd say something silly. Oh, Mav here.
No, I'm more fun because I'm at Nueve on Twitter. But I'm 9 Rules on Instagram.
Yes.
And you can find me at 9 from TRG. That's N-I-N-E from TRG on Snapchat.
But I am at O'Maffew on all those.
Yeah.
I make it easier for you.
Well, I make it more fun.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Call number 1.
I'm just going to do this live, man.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
People are not expecting the world. It's us. They're expecting the... Southeastern region at best.
Oh, hell. Is it this? All right, is this
is great.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I was about to say, people can...
The call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, no.
Please check the number.
This is fun, though.
Hang on, I have to remember how to dial out from here.
Oh, I know. You're falling apart, and you need some help. His headphones just fell off. Oh, my gosh. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. I had it right. It just didn't work the first time.
Nah.
Hello.
Who's speaking?
This is Mr. Looper.
Hey, Mr. Looper.
Oh, it is Looper. Good.
How's it going?
Oh, the phone's well.
I'm doing well.
Good. You're our first caller ever on After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Right on. It's a lot more cool and casual.
Is it already? You can already tell that?
You can tell.
Yeah. The vibe's different.
You should have heard us dialing your number and trying not to dial it so people can hear it. I mean, that was real casual.
Yeah, because, you know, we could figure out your number just based on the way it sounds.
Yeah. Somebody out there could.
Yeah, some hacker.
They probably aren't listening, but somebody could.
Right. So
they send you D-pics.
DP pics be worse.
Yeah.
Looper, welcome to the show. It's the Ask Us Anything gimmick. What you thinking?
Well, it's a comment or an observation that was made on a previous After Hours cast, okay. Which was your target audience, the trying to encompass what that is.
Okay. Where media agencies and demographic type statistical people, you know, they have a general idea of who listens to the Rise Guys, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I just, when I was hearing it, I took a lot of issue with it because I know a lot of people who are, they have tons of accolades, a great education.
Yeah.
And it's on their resume to prove it. But I also know the opposite of that. And these people still hold the same educational value. Like they get it. So it's kind of like you can't judge someone by what they have on paper, not to discount that, but it's like you can't discount the others who may be brilliant as hell.
Right.
But haven't done those things. It's just a generalization, like, you know, oh, you belong to this side, oh, you belong to that side. It's just, it's not that simple. I don't think, anyways.
No, nothing is as simple as here's the thing we try to do in our society is we try to oversimplify things like generalizing people, but then everything else we try to make overly difficult for no particular reason through things like bureaucracy and paperwork.
That's true.
And lawyers and insurance.
But what's more interesting though, Looper, is that even the dynamic on our show, like on the morning show, there's only one, soon to be two, college graduates.
Yeah.
You have half the room believes in the afterlife, where the other half in the room doesn't necessarily believe they're in the afterlife.
Yeah.
So that's a great example of, you know, the either or kind of thing in life. Even in the product that is being sold to advertisers is not what is being sold to the advertisers.
No, not at all. I mean, you can't really, it's tough to, I mean, you can't just put people in boxes like that, not big old boxes like that. Because you can't say, I mean, you can say, and you know, media ratings and stuff do say men 18 to 34, 18 to 49, 25 to 54 years old.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, okay, you're talking about like the 18-year-old goth kid or e-boy or whatever they're called nowadays? Or
e-boy?
Or the
I have not heard e-boy. What is that, like a gamer?
E-boys and e-girls are kind of like mall goths.
Oh.
Kind of like what used to be a mall goth is now an e-boy or e-girl, I guess.
Mall goth. Hey, mall goth.
E-people.
Remember when we went to Los Angeles?
And country-ass dudes.
Remember when we went to Los Angeles Los Angeles, I found that pamphlet, and it was talking about T-boys, and I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
You had to tell me.
Your favorite hooker was a T.S.
T.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Totally sexy?
Yeah, he was.
Titties small? I don't know.
No. Here's a man.
This is a great example of just cultural in we're general trans, in society. It's like...
Can't say. Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
No, I don't.
No, we don't.
But that's...
No one does. But,
well,
you know,
we both don't.
You know what's another great example of that is there was some spent on the 2020 election. There was a little bit spent during the 2016 election. Remember, we've been on the air on the morning show since 2003. It was only the 2012 presidential election. They even spent money on our show. And the reason being, at least locally, was those people don't vote.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Those people don't vote.
And the most recent election cycle, you saw a lot more advertisements on the Rise Guys morning show for political campaigns. Because the numbers have gotten better in the 25 to 54-year-old people.
Yeah.
And they do vote.
Big time.
Yeah. When you're 18 to 34, you don't vote. But when you're 25, 54, all you do is vote and buy insurance.
Yeah. Cell phones.
Well, this was the first election that we had our oldest voted. So
that's good.
Oh wow,
your boy, oldest child can vote.
God, that'd make you feel old.
Yeah. Also voted for the oldest people.
Yeah,
shocking. Yeah,
wow. Yeah, I mean it's a slap in the face, but like the one thing, like that's a good example of it. You know, Looper, from listening to us and knowing us, like we don't like the mold. And I'm not talking about the stuff growing in the hallway down there.
Hey, black mold is very dangerous, all right?
I'm talking about breaking the molds of the same old bubblegum bullcrap radio. Like, we hate that, and we don't like the best of, because that's like, we're presenting to you the best of the best. So we call it the worst stuff, because it sets your expectations a little lower.
But it's the best of.
And it's the best of. So
you might as well just call it the best of.
Yeah, so that's one thing we try to do is break, I hate to quote Chris Jericho during this speech here, but to break down the walls.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than that.
But if you try too hard to break the mold, you really screw up then. You just got to kind of be yourself and exist out, because you don't fit the mold. So if you just are yourself, then it happens naturally.
No, the walls were the cage they were holding us in, Jim.
I don't think cages have walls.
I want to stay in this cage.
Cages have bars, not
Birds
walls.
Birds can't fly
Bird
free
cages
in a cage.
They don't have walls. It's bars.
Oh, God. Oh, God. See what you did, Looper.
It's like being in a fence. You wouldn't call a fence a wall.
First and only call. Fat Boy predicted we would get into an argument during the call.
Yeah.
God.
But it's not a wall. It's a fence.
It's a cage, ain't a fence.
But a cage is like a fence, not a wall.
You're thinking of the ones in Walmart down in Texas. Look, Looper, we have a variety of other callers. I appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Looper.
And I appreciate the call and the keep fanning the flames, I guess.
Did we cover what you wanted to talk about yet?
Yeah, that hit it?
You did that and more. And okay. I love just off the cuff, just randomness. Love it, man.
All right, Looper. Thanks. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Tell Adrian and the youngins we said hey.
Hey, I'll do it.
The oldest youngin.
The oldest in two. All right, thank you.
I shall do. Peace.
Thank you.
There you go. See, that was easy enough to take a call.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Well, we gave a call.
Yeah. And the reason it's hard for me and there's that delay when I try to make it so you can't hear me dialing is because for some reason, now engineering at its finest, I can't reach the phone and that part of the mixer board from the same place. I can't. I'm just nope. I mean, come on. I'm not Shaq now.
You need longer arms.
Yeah, I don't have the reach of Tayshaun Prince. Okay.
If you had a finger like ET, you could do it.
Yeah, man, I mean, you really have to be an NBA player to do this. You got to be about 6'9". Yeah. Then you'd have long enough arms.
Well, we can't get that. So
no, can't get that. You can't fake long arms.
I can sit here and run my mouth. It's fine.
You want to call our other guest now?
Yes.
Or one of our other guests?
I was going to say, we got several others here. Yeah, we appreciate that. There is really no like there is a demographic in radio, but and I'm not like sitting here trying to like say like I meet you guys. Like, there's not one the same. I mean, there's a lot of this, a lot of that. You know, the pie is covered with a bunch of slivers and different varieties, but there's no basic Rise Guys listener.
No, I mean, nothing like that.
Just not. All right.
I'm going to dial again.
This is fun. So you're reminiscing about the old days when you were having to call people and do all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, man.
I used to have to call the people on the morning show, and it was so tense. I'm so glad it can be fully in conversations now.
So Fat Boy takes a week off without us next month.
I'm planning to take those days off.
Oh, are you?
You not?
So I can sit in the same house that's packed up full of boxes and not be moved yet? No.
I'm going to Disney with him.
No, you ain't.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Oh, you know who this is.
It's P1 Jethro.
It is Jethro.
Hey, Jethro. Jethro, watch your mouth. No, you can say that on here.
Yeah.
Jethro, congratulations. You're the first call on the Rise Guys After Hours podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to rub it in Looper's face.
Do it.
You got to make fun of it.
The minute we hang up, you should say, hey, guess what? Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen. I might even send him my autographed 5x7. You know what?
Do it. Spring for the 6x12. Jethro, I will say before we take your question, and this isn't to butter you up in case you're going to ask a darting question or something, but
no, we use non-dairy lube.
You are the longest. I was telling Nine before we came on. I said, "There's been P1s that we like were like we knew and talked to a lot for like 3 year clips, and then they would move away or they'd get pissed at something we said or this or that. We'd never hear from them again. You couldn't even remember their names.
A lot of them, when they get married and stuff, and then they didn't have any use for us because they weren't lonely and sad anymore.
Sure.
That happened a lot.
I think that Jethro is the longest continual P1 friendship we've had.
Absolutely is. Yeah. By far. Yeah.
Without question.
Jethro and my old roommate, Moike.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I've been married 3 times and I'm still around. So yeah,
yeah. Man, you're a different breed.
Yes.
So you don't wear shoes.
Thank you. All right.
Lost them in the first divorce.
Lord. Never replaced.
Hey, guess what? We married you the first one. You know?
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah. You sure did.
Let's not talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
Jethro, what is it you want to talk to us about?
Well, I know I've been thinking a lot, and there is a strong possibility that me and you may have brushed elbows at On Deck Circle on Wade Hampton back in the day.
Really?
Because I did a lot of hanging out at that place. So
I did a lot of hanging out next door at the yogurt place.
Oh, yeah, and Little Caesars on the other side.
I'd stop in at the On Deck Circle every time, but I think I mainly went to get some white chocolate mousse from TCBY.
Yeah,
you know, it's the country's best yogurt.
Well, it was.
It still is over there by Orchard Park.
They still have. Right, by the post office.
Yep.
Oh, I know where I'm going.
By the old Chiefs.
Do they have an app I can pre-order on?
Probably, maybe.
They still have Wet Nuts? Do they? What do you call those? Okay, before you get to your question, Jethro, let's say you go to an ice cream shop.
I use talcum powder. I do not have Wet Nuts.
No, I'm talking about the toppings for yogurts and ice creams. They're the walnuts, and they're covered in basically what is like syrup. What are those? What would you order?
What would I order?
What are those called?
Oh, what are those called? Just nuts? Walnuts?
Wet nuts.
I don't order nuts.
Wet nuts.
I just say nuts.
I know, but why do I call them wet nuts?
I don't know, because you're ordering stuff out of an 80s movie when they used to say wet nuts a lot in movies.
Well, that's when I was born and did most of my eating.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway. Sorry for the tangent. See, in the mornings when we take calls and go on tangents, I end up, you know, truthfully pissing off 9 because I talk too much and then we're late. Hey, that's true.
Yeah, we run late all the time.
Yeah, it's me.
We only been late for 18 years in a month.
Well, at least you ain't got that big hairy guy across from you screaming, "We got 2 minutes, let's go."
Yeah, she's gone for the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, joke, I'm talking about Fat Boy.
Yeah.
He used to cross dress.
He did.
What was it you wanted to say, Jethro?
On Deck Circle.
Yeah.
But were you
talking to me or 9 or both?
Well, I mean, you, because, I mean, you're the baseball connoisseur, or I'm saying, not baseball, card guru, so I'll give you that.
There could
have
been.
And I need to get with you and Guido, because I've got a whole bunch of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cards that I'm going to get rid of. And
Dan Marino's not carrying much value these days.
That's right.
Well,
man.
I'll speak to you afterwards, and we'll figure that out. This is obviously a national show, and a lot of people won't know this, but the fact that baseball cards they came, they went, they came back, and they're like nuts. And in Greenville, South Carolina, there was a legendary, absolute legendary baseball card shop called On Deck Circle. And it got so big that here in our local farm team, the Greenville Braves, God, I miss them. He actually had a shop within there.
Yeah, and, he did, man. He had a shop out there at the stadium.
Yeah, and this was like the first of its kind. And, yeah, I mean, I was in there all the time. And when we moved to Taylor's, which was very, very close to the ODC,
mm-hmm.
I'd go there as much as possible, buying all kind of 87, 88 tops.
Yeah, man. When I was big into cards as a kid, that was the main place I went.
Yeah.
And I'd stop in there. I don't know, it wasn't all that often, maybe once a month or so. Whenever it was time to go with my mother to TCBY, I'd go to get a baseball card or mm-hmm. a couple packs or whatever.
Oh, yes.
That's where
yes.
I got my Andrew Jones autographed card.
Really?
I don't remember which one it was. Like, I don't remember the card, really. I remember what it looked like.
You hit it out of a pack?
No, I just bought it for a few bucks. He gave me a deal on it. At the time, it was, you know, worth something. Now it's not worth what I paid for it in the 90s.
No. No, it's not. But yeah, it could have been. You know what's crazy is those things where, like, you talk to somebody that you've known for a long time and you're like, oh, I was at that concert, or I was at, and you like, holy crap, I was at the same concert.
Yeah.
I didn't know you then. Like, Nine lived a street over from me at Poe Mill for a brief time. Never knew him. Yeah. We were at the same movie theater, Faces of Death 3, that I passed out or threw up in the bathroom.
It was four.
Four. Now it's three.
Let me say Faces of Death 4.
It was the spinny one with the monkey getting his head blown off.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's where I hate you and Dave Guido.
Well,
both.
You just admit I'm right if you know I'm right.
Because, you know, this is two calls. This is two. I predict two calls will get us in arguments. Because, see what I did there? Because anytime I say anything, Jethro, he will go and look it up. Like, it tells me that he doesn't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth. But he's like, oh, I want to see if this is really the year it was. I'm telling you, I've only seen... Jethro, you ever seen any of those Faces of Death movies?
Oh, yeah. I've seen quite a few.
Okay. The one where it starts off where they have a... And I don't know the truth of this. I believe, like, 90% of them were like BS, kind of like Blair Witch Project. And I think some of them are real, but they show this monkey spinning around on this like Lazy Susan, and then people taking shots at the monkey's head with a ball bat.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was real or not, but it made me sick to my stomach, and I went and threw up in the Carmike Cinema's bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I tell that story. Yeah, and Nine was at the
movie.
It's
kind of like a whack-a-mole. Sorry, I'm in Taco.
No, I talked on you.
Yeah, it's kind of like whack-a-mole. I remember that, and then they ate his brains, didn't they?
I didn't get that far. I had to run
I'm
up that aisle.
Sure
that was a big old movie theater. That was quite the leap to try to get up there.
I sat there the whole time. I'm trying, man, it's hard to find any information on these on Google.
Well, good. Ha-ha. I am right.
As far as which Faces of Death is which?
It was Faces of Death 3.
I'm pretty sure it was 4.
Yeah, well, you're stalling right now.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to look for information.
Jethro, what else?
We're going to have to rent this and pick a flick and get together and watch it.
Okay. No. No, I can't.
No.
That's another thing that I've gotten worse with is, like, man, I feel like such a pussy when I'm watching, like, some movie. Oh, well, movies I'm fine with, but you watch one of those crime documentaries where they show, like, the murder scene, and some of them blur them. Other ones just fully put it out there. And I feel like such a... wussy, because Kaylin is like sitting there just looking at it like, oh wow, oh that's ooh, whoa, and I'm over there going, bleh,
oh you can't bleh. Do it.
I start to sweat, I get all clammy, like I'm gonna pass out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awful feeling. Nine, you win. It's Faces.
I'm
death.
Still looking.
Yeah, but
I don't want to be right. I want to be correct.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Like, it isn't to me. It isn't about if I'm right. It's about just having the correct information.
Well, let's just bury the hatchet.
Well, there's no hatchet to bury. There ain't no hatchet to bury here.
All right, Jethro, you text Looper and call him, whatever, and let him know that you got the call in, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's about to happen. Well, right. I appreciate you guys having me on, and keep up the good work. I love what you guys are doing, and it's lovely to hear you guys, especially without Fat Boy, you know?
I agree with that. And to you, we say thank you. All right.
Thank you, Jethro. See, that was fun.
Yes. Yes. I want to make a t-shirt with him sitting in an electric chair with no shoes on.
Yeah.
Jethro Records.
Yep.
What size you wear? Come on. I'll get you one. It is episode 25 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. This is the Ask Us Anything. That was more of Jethro's call was more of a, hey man, we might have been at the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
What if he ever went to the Burger King on Wethampton? Or maybe the Bijou Theater?
I'm sure everybody went to the Bijou. Yeah. My favorite was the dollar movies because they had the best arcade games.
Mm. Yeah.
That's where they made their money was off arcade games.
And see, I have to watch you now. I was about to say the first time I got a H job, it was in a certain movie there. And if I say the movie, it would, you'd be like, oh no, don't say that. You were 15 then. Don't say that. So
yeah,
I'm not going to name the
movie. You don't want to do that.
No, I'm not going to do it. That place is now a Lidl or a Lidl.
Yeah, it is.
Lidl?
And part of it's a high school, right?
Yeah, part of it. Yeah. Well, a lot of it. That was my Almater.
Yeah.
Alma mater. Greenville, Wethampton. All right, do we have another caller ready, or how are we on time? I can't even see the gimmick.
We've only been going 27 and a half minutes. We can do another caller. I just have to tell them we're about to call.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to catch them off guard for sure. Do us a favor, too, if you are enjoying the podcast. This sounds like a gimmick here, but if you're enjoying the podcast, like it or review it. That you know the way it's all coming to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're very transparent with that. We're very open to tell you that we rely on the spreading of the word, because even within our own company, you know, we're promoting other podcasts on our own show and
yeah.
don't get the residuals off that.
Yeah, we are. By the way, the Clear Up the Faces of Death thing, the only information I found on Faces of Death is that Faces of Death 3, they said in the description of it, focuses largely on serial killers, which leads me to believe we saw Faces of Death 4, because I don't remember a lot of serial killer stuff in the one we saw at the old Carmike.
Yeah, and I don't want to Google, like, monkey bashed in the head.
Well, I was over here Googling about the one where they cook a puppy, because that's the one it was.
I didn't make it that far, though.
Yeah, man. It was like a Siberian husky, real cute little puppy.
Which one was it where they tied the guy to four horses in Russia?
And I'm pretty sure that was the one we saw, which was 4.
So I must have heard that afterwards, because I really didn't make it past the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it 3.5. We're both right.
I'm down. All right, we can do that. That's fair.
All right, we got us another call.
Yeah, man.
We'll tell them they're the first call, too.
Okay.
This will be... I can't imagine the awkward phone call that... it's happening probably right now between Jethro and Looper. Because they're both going to think we lied to them. We'll tell this person they're the first call, too.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
P1 Jizzy J.
Oh.
I don't know how Jizzy he really is.
Rise, guys. What's going on?
Look there. He knew.
Oh, you knew?
He knew. Jizzy J knew.
Oh, I knew.
Hey, Jizzy. I knew. How are you?
What's going on?
Not much.
Doing pretty well.
Well, we want to say congratulations to you. You're the first caller ever on After Hours with the Rise Guys. How cool is that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. You see the Loopers and the Jethros of the world. You let them know it was you.
I will.
All right, good. So what's up? What you got for us?
Hey, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to ask?
I would love to talk about some pro wrestling, boys.
Oh, man. You're going to have to be the last call, because you know about half of people are going to turn it off, but we love to talk about it.
Yeah. God, yeah.
I know. That's my favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah, probably mine too, honestly.
Yeah, when it breaks down to it, like everything in our, even Nine and I's history of like everything leads back to wrestling.
Everything.
Every bit of us.
Our lives revolve around wrestling.
Yeah. So what about wrestling? What you got?
So I was wondering, what was you guys' first match or pay-per-view or anything that you saw that you were like, damn, I love pro wrestling. This is my favorite thing. I want to watch this forever.
This is going to be really odd to you.
I can't wait to hear Matt's
this
answer.
This answer is so, so odd. But it was when I had to defend wrestling for the first time. And so I
that's what made you really fall in love with it?
It made me feel like, yeah, I like this, and I'm going to stand up for it. And mm-hmm. I'm standing up for it to my own dad. Now, I'm sitting there watching it. It was still Poe Mill days, so I was 10 or less in age. and it was Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant was tag teaming at the. Oh, he's getting the Google ready.
No, I'm just looking.
I would love to know the year. He was tagging with either Shaska Watley or Pistol Paz at the time. He went back and forth or something, but so they're amping up for Pistol Paz Watley to wrestle someone, and so Jimmy Valiant is up there doing all the talking, and he's doing his. Let me tell you something, baby, and all that.
Would have been 1986.
Okay, so I was 11. Yeah. Perfect. Love the internet.
I wasn't born yet.
You were not born yet? Hang up on him right now. Yet.
I can't hang up on him. I was not quite two.
You wouldn't even think of yet. So, Boogie Woogie Man, now this is so weird. He says, whoever you're wrestling, Pistol Paz Watley, let me tell you, Pistol Paz Watley is the best black wrestler in the history. And Pistol Paz, the smile instantly goes to a, what did you just say? And he actually says, Jimmy, what did you just say? And he's like, I said you're the best. He says, I'm not just, now you look at it now and it's like, But he's like, I'm the best. And then produces from his pants a pair of scissors that he already had on him.
Yeah, he's ready.
And goes and cuts off the hair of Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. Mm-hmm. Cuts his hair off.
Just cut it right off.
And I had never seen, like, I guess a weapon used or whatever. And I say to my daddy, he just cut his hair off. And he says, oh, Matthew, it ain't real.
Yeah.
And I was like, bull crap. A Dusty Rhodes just bled like a pig. Don't tell me that ain't real.
No, yeah.
Wait, you mean wrestling's not real?
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, at that point,
I didn't say it.
Dude, I didn't know a lot of stuff till I watched Beyond the Mat.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to super kicks, yeah. I never really knew that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
kayfabe live, man.
There you go.
The man, I don't really remember. It's always been part of my life. I always watched it. I used to watch it. The only wrestling I used to watch when I was a little bitty kid was Channel 13. WLOS from Asheville at 12 o'clock on Sunday, they'd have an hour of wrestling, and it would be like WCW Pro kind of show.
Ah.
The one that's an hour long, and it's just, you know, a mid-card guy beating up a jobber.
Yeah.
And that's all right. It was, but I loved it because I'd sit there and watch it with my dad, and we'd always eat popcorn.
Yeah.
And then I remember the first time I went to a wrestling show at the old auditorium. I don't remember who they were wrestling or who was on the card. I remember almost catching a Rock and Roll Express t-shirt.
Oh, man.
But the large lady, wow, or row behind me, she wound up catching it. But I think what really did it was going to Blockbuster Video and renting wrestling videos. Because that's where I got to see that WrestleMania 4. And that was on two tapes, man. That was two VHS tapes worth of wrestling.
All the pay-per-views I always saw like 3 months, 6 months later via the Ingles over on Poinsett, oddly enough, that I would rent them. Like,
they didn't even have all of them, just some of them.
Night of the Skywalkers was like a year later I finally got to see, you know, all that. Chi-Town Heat was another one. I couldn't wait. But I never. The only time I ever watched WWF was on Saturday Night's Main Event.
And see, those are the ones that really hooked me when I was like 4 or 5 years old. Was those things like WrestleMania 4, and then the Ultimate Warrior and Hogan, and like SummerSlam 1990 with the Ultimate Warrior and Rick Rude in a steel cage. That's what really hooked me in.
Let me ask you this.
Part of it's because I'm a dick.
Well. You are what you eat.
No, I used to have a shirt. I had a Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior t-shirt. I had two separate ones, and I would wear them to the Christian school I went to. I was in kindergarten, K-5, and the teacher would always tell me, you can't wear that, and that just really made me dig my heels in about, well, I don't like y'all. If y'all don't like wrestling, I love it.
Oh, right. The rebellion kick.
Yeah.
Jizzy, did you give two craps about Ultimate Warrior? Like, I never cared in
at
any
that age.
Way. Well, no, I mean, I'm not the same age as you, but like, I never saw him as anything more than just like a silly cartoon.
He was poor man's Sting. He was awesome.
So when I got in, I got into the Attitude Era. That's my era.
That's the best stuff.
So I know I've went back and watched 80s. You know, some of the 80s wrestling. Warrior was not one of my favorites.
They suck.
One of my favorites in the 80s era has always been Bret Hart. I mean, Bret Hart was more 90s, too, but, I mean, you know, 80s.
He's the greatest professional wrestler ever lived.
See, Nine says Bret Hart's the greatest wrestler ever.
Bret Hart's he's one of my favorites. I have a funny story about Jimmy Valiant, by the way, also. Me and my family were going to Hazard Homecoming in Virginia one year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Jimmy Vallant was at a gas station. And, you know, he's all gimmicked up. He's got the striped pants on and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You trying to say you're Polaroid?
This is when he's old, skinny Jimmy Vallant.
Right.
With a fanny
pack.
So
I looked at him. Damn, that's a homeless man. And then, you know, we go to the show, and we take a picture with him eventually. And I'm like, hey, we saw you at that gas station. He's like, oh, yeah. I had to get me some cigarettes and stuff. So, I don't know. Jimmy Vallant's a weirdo.
Well, he's always in gimmick mode. Like, he will go into a town and talk some proprietor of a business to allow him to set up almost like a TV tray. And he would put a stack of 8x10s and a Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
And he would just be there. Like, he did a Greenville baseball card when I was working there with Paul.
Yeah.
He just came and popped up.
Done it at a bunch of restaurants. Didn't he do that at the Wings, Etc. in Bowling Springs we go to?
Oh, my God, yeah. There's a picture of him right there.
Yeah.
On the thing, yeah.
Yeah, man, he's good at that.
Right.
What do you think about wrestling right now? Because I think sans AEW, and I don't watch NXT at all, but I think the rest of it's just horseshit.
AEW is amazing to me. I mean, I've since it started, I was behind it. I've Nine knows. I've sent him pictures on Snapchat of my collection of wrestling figures and all kinds. I'm a collector, so that's what I do. But AEW in general, I think, is amazing right now. I think everything there is awesome.
You got to get Jimmy a Cody Rhodes AEW figure.
Ah, I want a Hangman.
Hangman.
I have a Series 1 that's still in the package, and it's got your name on it, Jimmy.
Man, they make enough Cody's. I mean, I like Cody all right.
I thought it was Cody, my bad.
I'm not a big fan of Cody and everything. He's booked for crap on that show.
Well,
Hangman's my dude. Yeah, I love Hangman.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Find him a Hangman, if you could.
Hangman's
really.
Hangman's my guy.
He said that.
Cowboy shit.
Yeah, well, he's got the shirt on right now.
Awesome.
What do you, you said something that made me think of something good. So good, I stood up to ask you. You said, da-da-da-da-da-da, AEW. Ah, hell, I don't know. I'll think about it. It'll come back.
I've been to Spartanburg Auditorium a good bit for the big time wrestling shows, and I know we see you guys there a good bit, me and my dad.
Yeah.
By the way, P1 J Cool Ass Cooley says Fat Boy sucks, by the way.
Hey, same, agreed. Were you there the night that I was assaulted by the Nasty Boys?
I do, and I was at that show. I remember that.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah. What a story to tell, though. That's a great story.
Now, do you remember that match? Could you tell the Nasty Boys were really angry when they came out towards the crowd looking for us?
They seemed a little pissed off. Jeffrey Lewis Neal in that match also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were trying to book them as heels, and they were all of a sudden going to be baby faces, and only so they'd sell T-shirts and 8x10s.
Hey, man, that's how that game works.
That's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they make their money.
Meeting Jeff Hardy at that show, high out of his mind, which was great because Jeff Hardy's one of my idols, but he was definitely out of his mind at that show.
He's always nice.
I believe that was the same one that we got to spend a little time with old Matt Hardy, and that was a blast, man.
Yeah,
that
Matt Hardy
was doing Broken. It was great.
Yeah.
And one of the many times we saw James E. Cornette and his tidy whities.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That is a scene that will make it. That's worse than Faces of Death 3 or 4.
Yeah.
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 I believe it, 100%.
Yeah. Jizzy, we're going to save your number anytime we have toy collectible questions or we just want to talk wrestling. We're going to holler at you.
Please do. Please do. I'm open pretty much whenever.
All right.
Man, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you, brother. Have a good morning.
Thank you, guys.
Afternoon now. Take a look, guys.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good time, yeah. Talking to him and Jethro and Lupa.
Yeah. I enjoy, like, talking wrestling, but I also understand how people that don't like it and won't like it. Like, I've tried to watch anime. I don't like it. But I'm cool with you liking it, but just don't expect a whole lot of conversation with me about it.
Yeah, I can't get into it, man. Most I can get into is some of those Spirited Away type stuff, which is, it's Japanese animation, but it isn't like anime. It's just animated from Japan.
Well, yeah, and I like the Sturgill Simpson one, but only because of the music, truly.
Man, that's badass. Yeah, I do like that.
When are we going to do another one of these?
What, another show? Next week?
No. I mean, like another Ask Me.
Oh,
because I got a couple, like, real segment-y, like, topic stuff I'd like to talk to you about.
Hell, I don't care, whatever, man.
All right, let's do it soon.
Okay.
This has been episode 25 of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
And I want to say we really appreciate you tuning in. We really appreciate you listening to this every week. We really appreciate your support.
I'm just saying this because I can tell
Matt is about pee his damn pants, so I can't stop.
I have.
All right, later, y'all. He wet himself.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.